Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and guess what? I don't have a fucking car right now. My mic is too high. Hold on. Let's lower the shit a little bit. There we go. This is the kind of technical wizardry that you only get from a dickhead's solo podcast. You don't hear this shit on the big time shows, or maybe you fucking do. But I'm just one guy with a fucking mic, and sometimes I put the goddamn mic up too high, and it bumps into my fucking nose. I don't like it. I don't like that shit. So you get to hear how a production genius like myself navigates this shit. But I don't have a fucking car right now. My car's in the fucking shop. And this is a very interesting thing for me. And what's interesting about it is I have not been a panic mess about not having my fucking car. Anytime my car has been in the fucking shop, which honest to God, seems like a lot. How often do you guys have fucking car problems? When my car went to shit this past time, I texted my buddies. It's like, motherfucker, how fucking often do you gotta take your car to the fucking shop? I feel like my fucking car is in the shop once or twice a fucking year. Doesn't matter the fucking car. I've had multiple fucking vehicles in my fucking day. There's always something fucking wrong with this shit. Either I'm a fucking horrible driver, which I mean, I might be. I've only been in a couple accidents, but like maybe I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Maybe I'm revving too hard. Maybe I'm braking too hard. I don't fucking know. But I take a look at the populace. I take a look at the population walking around, some of the fucking rust bucket pieces of shit jalopies that they fucking ride. And I think to myself, like, am I really a worse driver than them? Are they having the similar fucking car problems? I don't understand why the fuck I always got fucking issues here. I was driving to a fucking 5K and you know, you started hearing like the thumping and the grinding, like, and you just fucking hear that and your heart sinks. You're like, God fucking damn it. Christ, how fucking money. I don't want to fucking deal with this. Like, back in the day, I don't want to deal with this because I had no fucking money. Like, I have the money to deal with this. I don't want to fucking spend the money to fucking deal with this, but at least I have the money to deal with this, so I'm not fucking worried about it from a financial standpoint. But, like, what the fuck? That's my point. My point is, what the fuck? I'd fucking break and the thing would fucking shake and shit. And I'd think to myself, like, are these fucking tires just gonna fall off? Is that what's gonna fucking happen here? So I took it to a place right away. I found out my brother-in-law works at some place like a mile away. And my sister was like, well, you can just drop it off there. They'll get to it when they fucking get to it. Then it was Saturday and now it's fucking Tuesday night as I record this shit. And look, I understood that it was gonna take a couple days. You can't just fucking drop your shit off with no fucking appointment and expect them to fucking do it right away. But I'm missing out on my fucking gym time. That's the only fucking problem. I'm missing out on fucking gym time. I wanted to go to the gym today to get, you know, get some mileage in, because I'd have run outside today if it wasn't fucking cold and 40s and fucking rainy all fucking day. So like, my world's fucked up right now, but I'm not like panicking the way I used to panic without a fucking vehicle. I could, back in the day, old school Chris Johnson, if I didn't have my fucking car, I was a fucking wreck until I got that motherfucker back. Because like, what if something happened and I needed to fucking drive somewhere? Now, I never had anything going on. I had fucking less going on back in the day when I was in a relationship than I do now. I do way fucking more now with the races, and I got like all this shit coming up, you know, fucking Thanksgiving with you know, my family, and then like maybe another Thanksgiving with another part of the family. I got my Friendsgiving with my buddies, and like, I don't know, dude, they're scheduling Christmas shit already. Like, there's a lot. I got a lot on my fucking calendar. For an antisocial misanthrope, I got a lot of shit going on. I never had a lot of shit going on back in the day. But like, I would still fucking panic if I didn't have a fucking car. I would lose my fucking mind if I didn't have a fucking car. Just because I felt like I was stuck. I felt like I was trapped. I felt like, son of a bitch, like, shit might go down and I don't want to have to escape on foot. Like, what if I need to go somewhere? I don't know where the fuck I was going to go. I had no fucking plans. But what if I needed to go somewhere? That was always in the back of my mind. It was a completely illogical fear. It's just, I didn't want to be like stuck someplace. And maybe it was just because I was fucking miserable. Like, if I was living at home, like back in the day, I sure as shit didn't want to be stuck without my fucking car. I don't want to be fucking home for any fucking longer than I had to be. Like old school home, like parents' home. When I was in college, I guess I could have been without a vehicle, but then I wouldn't have been able to go to the store. Yeah, I had a fucking meal plan, but like, I needed to get like milk and shit. So I had a fucking panic then. I'm wondering if it's because I'm like working from home. I don't have to like fucking borrow any vehicles and shit. But even then, like, if I was borrowing a vehicle and I fucking had it, I don't know. I still wanted mine. You know, my mom would let me like borrow her fucking spaceship that she fucking drives. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to drive that anywhere. Because what if I fuck this up? I work in insurance now, so I know the fucking risk. I'm not fucking driving that motherfucker anywhere unless I fucking have to go somewhere. I will drive it to work and back and pray I don't get a fucking accident. I mean, I guess, you know, the fucking simplistic answer is like, hey man, you fucking evolved. You're fucking better. Like, I guess, maybe, I don't know. I like to think so, like maybe, hopefully, that's the reason why I'm so fucking calm this time around. I had mom take me to the store, I got a gallon of milk, and it's all I fucking needed. It's a good thing I got that fucking gallon of milk too, I cracked that motherfucker open today. Now at least I know the trip wasn't a fucking waste. I was just always fucking nervous, man. I always felt like if I didn't have a vehicle, I was fucked. I never wanted to be stuck anywhere. Even when I lived with my ex in South Buffalo, like, I had everything I fucking needed there, and she had a fucking vehicle. Yet I would still be panicked if I didn't have a vehicle. Sure, I got her fucking car keys and I can take that motherfucker anywhere, but like, it's not the same, man. That wasn't gonna ease my anxiety-addled brain. If fucking having a goddamn vehicle was so fucking important, I would fucking take my car to the shop and then I'd run home and then I'd like run back to the shop. I don't wanna fucking have to rely on anybody. My cousin one time was like, why the fuck were you like walking the streets? I was like, I was going to get my car. He's like, you fucking live with me, asshole. Like, I'd have taken him to get the car. He's correct. He would have taken me. But then like, I got to ask him to take me. You know what I mean? I don't want to put myself in that situation to have to ask for that. It's not like I'm asking for a fucking kidney here. But like, in my head, like, it's going to be a problem. I don't like asking people for shit. I guess if I really wanted to go somewhere, I could download that fucking Uber app. I've never fucking used ride sharing. I don't want some dirtbag driving me around. Fuck that. But anyway, I hope my fucking car is not too fucked up. I just put fucking brakes on that motherfucker 6 fucking months ago, and it sounds like they're fucked already. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and wherever the fuck else you want. Any podcasting site, really. That's where fucking Chris Johnson is. That's where maybe fucking 5 minutes is. Podbean is the host of the cast, though. All of the episodes are there. I'm on Twitter, that is at Johnson Hates You. Instagram for photos and shit, that is at maybe 5 minutes. And I'm on my Facebook timeline as well, so you can catch my sweet fucking ass there.